We get to talk weather now for the next several minutes with Caleb at the National Weather Service office in North Platte. How you doing, Caleb?
I'm doing very well today. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Loving more mild weather to start the week for sure. Boy, we've had another very unusual, way above average stretch, capped off by perhaps a record high in North Platte today.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, hard to beat that week, kind of a weekend in February, huh? I mean, it was beautiful out.
Yeah.
And that's going to continue today, that's for sure. We're expecting highs in the kind of middle to upper 70s across much of the region this afternoon. Our high temperature today, our forecast of 77 is forecast to beat the daily record high, which was 74 degrees. So should have a pretty good chance to beat that. And as we were just talking before we got on, our average high right now is 42, so we are significantly above that for middle February.
How unusual is it to have experience temperatures in the upper 60s to perhaps upper 70s in February?
Pretty unusual, yeah, especially, you know, this time of year. It's a little bit more difficult with the way the sun angle is and things like that to get this warm, but certainly an unusual scenario to have this many days in a row of our mild temperatures that we've seen.
You edged up that high. I mean, all and it didn't change much until late in the weekend as far as what you were projecting to happen today. I think we were kind of sitting on 70, 71 for quite a while there. So you obviously saw something in the models, or just the fact that maybe the past few days were a few degrees warmer than expected, huh?
Yeah, so the thing we tend to see with our models this time of year, when it's supposed to be typically cold, or at least, you know, a pattern where it's very anomalous for this time of year, where we're very warm versus, you know, February being generally cooler. Our models sometimes take a little bit of time to snap to that. So sometimes what we'll see is when we get within a day or two, they'll get it honed in a little bit better, and we can get some bigger adjustments in the forecast like you mentioned.
Mm-hmm. And the adjustment went up to 77 today. That the record, previous record high, what year was that set?
Let's see here. So the 74 that we are, that the record high for today, let's see here, that was set back in 1996.
Okay. So exactly 30 years ago then. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Very interesting. And winds today, we're looking at gust as high as 20 in the North Platte area, but red flag warning in effect because it is supposed to be, you know, along with the warm, very low relative humidity, right?
Yes, that is correct. We are expecting gusts about 20 to 25 here in North Platte. The strongest winds are really going to be just off to the north of the interstate across much of the Sand Hills. And as you mentioned, with the very warm temperatures, we are expecting some very low relative humidity values this afternoon, as low as even 12 to 15%. And when those combine with those gusty west winds, it sure can make for pretty rapid fire spread. So we do have those red flag warnings, as you mentioned, for the majority of the Sand Hills today to cover that threat.
Okay. The rest of the week, closer to what we expect this time of year, but we're still going to be, looks like, 5 to 10 above our average highs the rest of the week.
Yeah, that's correct. We'll see a cold front move through this evening. Expect the winds to go from the west to the north as we head towards sunset. Maybe a quick north breeze as that front comes through. Before the winds weaken overnight, and that cold front will bring us back down, like you said, a little bit closer to average, but still above. Highs are generally going to be in the low 50s this week, which are higher than that average of right around 42, 43 degrees for North Platte.
Okay, what are we looking at for chances of precipitation?
So, unfortunately, at least for the next, you know, 3 to 5 days, not good. Still looking pretty low. Not going to say zero, but definitely low. There's a system that's going to pass through kind of mid to late week that right now indications are it should largely stay off to the south and east of us, unfortunately not bringing us much moisture. However, there is a little bit of optimism. The guidance is starting to show a little bit better signal for a pattern shift as we head towards middle to late month that could open us up for a little bit better precipitation chances.
Mm-hmm. And this time of year, I guess the nice thing with the warmer weather, you know, the chances of rain primarily, although you can still get snow as it dips below freezing, but most of the precipitation, if you get it, as warm as we have been, it's gonna stay rain, isn't it?
Yeah, at least right now, the next couple of days, that's largely what we're expecting. Depending on how this pattern shift shakes out as we head towards mid-late month, that could open us up for some snow chances. But, you know, it's kind of hard to think that, you know, with the way things have been going and as snowless as we've been, February is actually our snowiest month here in North Platte. So still not out of the woods yet with respect to that, but it certainly has been a very mild and very snowless winter so far.
Mm-hmm. So after today, we're looking at 48 tomorrow, and then pretty much steady in the lower 50s through Saturday is what we're seeing, and then bumping up 58 on Sunday. Give us a sneak peek of what you're seeing on your 6 to 10 day outlook.
Yeah, so you know, we're generally still expecting these near to above average temperatures to continue on that 6 to 10 and even out into the 8 to 14 day period, which would take us out to the 22nd of February. But at least in some good news, the signal right now is for above average precipitation being favored as we head towards mid-late month. And that kind of is related to that pattern shift that I mentioned, where we'll finally start to see some a big upper level trough across the western United States, which is usually more favorable for us as those systems kick out to the east across the plains to give us some precipitation. So that outlook is definitely hedging the bets towards that pattern shift and the potential for us to get a little bit more precipitation here maybe across the middle part of the country.
Mm-hmm. And the evening out of these extremes, you know we're going to even it out. That's just the nature of climate. But the thing is, you don't know whether that's going to be a quick evening out on it. Like, I always think, like, boy, we're living on borrowed time here with all this way above average temperatures. Sometimes you can reverse in a hurry. Other times you can stay mild for quite a while, and you don't really even out in the near term, do you? It's more of a long term evening out, huh?
Right. Yep, absolutely. And as you kind of alluded to, with as quick as our cold shots have been, really we've just stayed above average, as you know, when you average out the whole month, even with some of those cooler periods we've had, just because they've been so short-lived here.
I kind of remarked, too, with something that felt like January was way above normal, but with a cold snap we had the end of the month, We kind of brought it back to where it was pretty close. Ended up being pretty close to normal temperatures that we expected on average for the month, right?
Yeah, so we did end up about 4 degrees above normal for the month. But as you alluded to, that cold shot towards the end definitely brought us back closer to that average. I know at least through the first 10 or 15 days or so, we were running near record warmth for the month of January. So, yes, it did bring us back a little bit closer to average for the month.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking with Caleb at the National Weather Service office here in North Platte. What's the funnest part of your job that you look forward to the most coming to the office each day?
Well, I am a severe weather nut. Okay. I absolutely love storms and things like that. At least I find them fascinating, I should say. So that's always been something that I'm very in tune with, and it definitely gets me excited to come to work when we're expecting severe weather to try to keep people safe. That's a big passion of mine.
The juices start flowing when you start getting into probably late March and into April, and you start seeing the potential for that goes up dramatically, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Yep.
You're gonna lock in on that. So what do you do when you don't have that potential? You just have to amuse yourself with, do you go back and look at videos of storms or climatology reports from stormy periods?
Well, that's the good thing about Western Nebraska. We're always on our toes out here, no matter what time of the year it is. You know, there's always something going on, and it's always very active. So that definitely fills my time as I wait for warmer and sometimes mm-hmm. stormier weather.
Well, right now, have we had an update to the last spring outlook or the early spring outlook, or are we still sitting on what we've been saying, maybe slightly above temperatures and near normal precip?
That's pretty similar to what the outlook suggests. I know we've been just kind of looking at a few things here and basing on kind of where we're at right now and the pattern that we've been seeing much of the winter. And, you know, we're kind of thinking that there's the potential for maybe an earlier start to our severe weather season this year, you know, with as mild and as warm as it's been as we start to head into March and even early parts of April. You know, as these systems finally start to kick out across the central United States, you know, it won't be too difficult for us to get some of that instability and moisture up this far north to give us the potential for some severe weather a little bit earlier maybe than one would expect mm-hmm. for our area.
Well, and two, we want the moisture, be it in the form of rain or snow. I don't think it matters too much, but with this above average, the string of way above average weather to it, it could very easily lead to fires and a lot of red flag warnings and a lot of, you know, crossing your fingers and being very, very careful, because as we know, spring, we get usually more wind in the spring than other times of year too. So fires can really spread rapidly. And that's the case today. We urge everyone to be careful on that front, to be sure. Thank you very much. Appreciate your time for dropping on Mugs this morning, Caleb, and have a good week. Sorry there's no, doesn't look like much potential for severe weather, but we're getting there. We're creeping closer, right?
Yep. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm perfectly happy with no severe weather.
All right. Take care, sir, and we'll talk to you down the line.
Yep.
All right. All right.